What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Sovereign here.
It's Joker Jay.
And this is another episode of the Late Night Special, and we are doing the audio version this time because we are ordering. What did you do?
What did I do?
You ordered it.
Oh, I ordered a new camera. Sorry, I had, like you said, technical difficulties. So our old camera, for some reason, has gone on to the promised land. It's pussy.
I don't know what happened. It died.
It is not working anymore. But hope you enjoy these podcasts, voice only, with the Sovereign and Joker J here.
Please rate this podcast 5 stars on all podcast sources, and, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, wherever else you get your podcast sources.
We appreciate it.
But the first topic, we're going to be jumping around today. Yeah. So the first topic, I'm going to talk about selfishness. Because a lot of you motherfuckers selfish as fuck. Excuse me. What I mean by this, motherfuckers are selfish. And I'm taking this personally, all right? But I did want to talk about this topic. First of all, people out here busting their ass every day, all right? I always preach empathy. Empathy. Go say what you had to say, Kyra. You wanted to say something. I'll jump back in.
No, I was just saying, like he said, so many people that are selfish, they don't even, like, when you... when to the point it's so blatant that you only caring for yourself to the point that it affects the other person.
But you don't give a fuck.
But you just completely ignore it. Like, that, till you to that point, you understand and ignore it. It's different when you understand and ignore it to one that you don't understand and just you just that type of person automatically.
That means you just don't give a fuck.
It's like one person, like, oh, I mean, yeah, I'm an asshole, but I don't know why I am. But the other one, yeah, I know why I'm an asshole. I mean, not an asshole. What do you even call being an asshole really selfish? Yeah. When you sometimes you have to have to have yourself first.
No, but it's a difference. That's just regular me time. When you literally just disregard another person's feelings all the time, you disregard everything going on with them, and you always putting your motherfucking self first. That is being fucking selfish.
Yeah.
That is no empathy in that motherfucker. How you not think? I understand people got shit going on, but think about it. Your brother, your sister, your partner, whatever it is, you have to think about other people too.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you got your own shit. I understand everybody do things differently, but you also have to think about the other people, other person, because you being selfish as fuck. And I'm just being real. Because you have people who have that empathy and they put people. I do that all the time. I know, yeah. I got things going on. I know I have to do shit and all that, but I also take in consideration other people. They might be tired for some other reason. They might got to do some shit. Work, stressing out, loss, whatever going fucking on. So I have to take that in consideration and put myself in their shoes too. A lot of people don't fucking do that shit.
Oh, but if the other person, as soon as the other person does that, everything just implodes. It's like two comments coming at each other.
It's like, problem.
It's like, no, it can only go this way, and it's going to be on my side only.
And that, like, happens a lot. It's always on the other person's side. They don't want,
like a Kamehameha wave blast, like a versus Saiyan Gohan. Like, who's going to win?
I say is taking consideration of other people, because that shit get annoying as fuck. I know on my end, it gets fucking annoying. That shit tiring. That shit just pisses me off. I don't get the shit. Oh, I don't want to. No, motherfucker. Because if it was you, you'd be mad.
Mm.
So I don't understand when people do that shit. That shit be pissing me off. I don't want to do it. Well, kiss an asshole. I don't want to do that either, but whatever. But that's just stop. Y'all need to stop being so damn selfish. I understand people. It's in new human nature. It's human nature to be selfish. I get it. It is a human thing. Like, you only think, most people only think about themselves. And that's understandable. That's okay. It happens. But that was my little rant on selfishness and empathy, you know, because you motherfuckers don't give a fuck, but whatever. We're going to slide into, let me see something real quick. Like, oh, people don't care. I was just going back to that, you know.
Yeah, the people don't care. It's like, they can know that. It's like, if they really know a person and they're able to go certain lengths to the point of being able to betray that person or do betray that person. Like, that's what, when people don't really care. If they could do their close one, what do you think they're going to happen to you if you, like, just meet a person and you don't have enough time to get to know them? You know?
and you really don't.
But like, I don't know you. I don't know. I would say I don't know you long enough to know you don't really care, because I don't like what you could be showing to me is a temporary face or something like that. That's what I think about.
And sometimes. Most people wear masks. Do you really know the real person? Some people are. That's their real person. Well, a lot of people wear masks. That's not really who they are. At all. But it's just, it's crazy. And this is another thing. It's something I had, I struggled with, is I always felt like people didn't understand me. And some people still don't. But the thing is, some people do understand you. They just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the,
you said, at all.
That would be the worst one.
And a lot of people do that. It is what it is. You know, some people just don't give a fuck. We disguise it as other things in our lives. We say, oh, they just got stuff going on. Or they just don't give a fuck. It is what it is at that point. You go say what you had to say.
Oh, my bad. I forgot. It'll come back to me or something.
But yeah, so
jeez.
People don't give a fuck at all. But I don't want to bore y'all with that. I'm just saying it's a lot of shit been going on. Let's go on the topic with, you know what, before I forget, because I was gonna go on the Dave Chappelle shit. Tom Brady. I hate that I was right. I knew it. Go back and watch the last couple shows.
Yeah, the last couple shows.
I hate that I was right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tom Brady. Damn. I'm sorry. I knew she. Never mind.
So what happened is Tom Brady and Giselle just went through a recent divorce. Mm-hmm. Then we felt like we kind of already predicted this. We said, okay, let's play the waiting game. Let's play the waiting game. Somebody going to got to hook up with somebody and it ain't going to be made private for too long. And we find Giselle has been now dating a jiu-jitsu coach. Mm. I'm like, you went from Tom Brady,
one of the
greatest NFL players greatest NFL quarterbacks in the world. NFL. And when then you go to a jiu-jitsu coach, like, how long you been talking to this dude? Like, it ain't even been a month when the divorce was finalized and made public and everything. Now we're seeing these recent news that she got another dude already.
Like, so what was the whole point of that ultimatum then? What was that? I'm just asking. I don't know. I just find it funny. That's all. Just so you did all this just to be where you at now. That's all I'm asking. You did all that hustle fuss.
Dang, he was sad too, I heard.
And that man hurt. That man can't even play right. And then y'all defending him. I'm not for the jump down her throat. Maybe she didn't want to be in a marriage no more. Okay, I get you. Some people don't want to be with nobody no more. That's fine. You wake up next morning, you don't want to be with a motherfucker. I get it.
Yeah. Dang. That's so late.
But goddamn.
Man, I don't want with you no more.
But goddamn. Why'd you just... Why you gotta play that game? Come on, man. What's the point of giving it? I'm just mad because you gave this man an ultimatum. Obviously, you already had a plan out. Which most women do. No offense. A lot of women. Yeah. Not all. Hold on. Because I know y'all. Oh, my gosh. Not everybody. Yeah, a lot of y'all. Yeah. See, women are like cats. See, guys, as y'all say, y'all guys are dogs. Ooh, woof, woof, woof. But dogs are loyal. But cats are sneaky as fuck.
Remember that Tom and Jerry, like them cats were trying to go after that cat. Wow, like
that was a sad one. Tom was gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
Tom bought that ring. Man, Tom sold everything for that little ring. Me,
baby.
Is you it?
Oh yeah.
Is you it?
My baby. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, cat sneaky wet. All right.
But damn, man, Tom, I'm sorry. At least it wasn't your homeboy. I hope not. Now that would have been fucked up. Least it wasn't your homeboy. And that right there, I don't know.
Dang, it's like, what if Tom, like, dang, I know this dude, where like, I know that she been like kind of seeing him or talked about him a couple times, and mm-hmm. I ain't even catch on to the hints to these public news.
It's what like, if he knew? Oh, that's the worst thing. You just
like he didn't know, and then he just opened the internet newspapers and like right in front of his face. Like, what the?
I would have been like, what the fuck, man? What you want to be here for? Why are you causing these problems? What could do this privately, bitch?
Oh shit, what is this?
Going on vacation and shit. When they divorced the final?
It was like October.
October. God damn.
19th or 29th.
And I still don't think it's officially final. You know, it take a minute for the paper shit. But god dang, man. Damn, she said I ain't wasting no time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.
We're going to talk about Kyrie Irving and damn Dave Chappelle. Both watched. How did you think about his little 15-minute SNL special thing?
His 15-minute was so strategical. With the funniness, and it went probably behind so many layers Dave wanted to fully support Kyrie and Ye about this situation, but the way how he constructed it to make it seem like he's against it at the same time, he's letting people know what they're saying is the truth. And I know it's crazy, but I'm going to act like I can't believe they said the truth, so I can let them know how sarcastic I am about things. Or something like that.
Look,
Dave Chappelle. There's a lot of them.
There is a lot of them. We can't say what. We can't say the word on here.
Say
even that, on here, we can't say the word.
Can't even speculate
why. Look, I support them all. Don't try to cancel Dave. Why y'all canceling Kyrie? Don't even cancel Kanye. I mean, Kanye was the only one who went a little crazy. But even then, y'all say crazy shit all the time. I see SNL stopped them from saying nigga all goddamn.
Oh,
that snap. You heard the nigga on TV. They ain't stop it. They ain't bleep. They ain't bleep it out either. Oh, nigga.
Really?
Nope, didn't bleep it. But Joe got mad when he was talking about it. And he didn't even say nothing crazy. Y'all mad because people say y'all own shit.
I actually watched the podcast today. He had an issue with, like, how dare you say or accuse that we own everything. We're the really rulers of the world, blah, 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 and stuff. And they take offense to that.
But it's true. Y'all do. Y'all own most of that. And I'm gonna give y'all some facts. No jokes. All jokes aside, most owners of record labels right now, well, even back in the day, guess what they are? They ain't black. Mm. And even the ones who have black heads, there's somebody over them, or they're partnered with, you know who?
Yeah. I had just lost it.
We good?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I remember Ye said that would it be wrong if I were to create a company that would only have black employees? It said, would it be racist if I only wanted to mostly only have black employees? And then he tried to flip it. I know it's a black person, but what if it was another specific sort of race? and stuff, which is instead of having an employee like parts of the like parts of owning the world type of stuff.
Look, y'all, we just want to be fair, all right? I know I'll be nice.
I know a lot of stuff happened to y'all. I get it. It was a tragic moment in history. You know what else was a tragic moment in history? Slavery. Mm. Not many black people died in slavery. A lot. A lot more than another incident. We're not saying whose pain's worse. All we're just saying is respect our pain as well. Because obviously you don't. You obviously don't care. Which is fair. We mean, you know, why would you? You don't have to care. Just respect. I'm not asking you to care. I'm just asking you to respect. I'm asking you to respect us as a people. That's it. Because ain't nobody really said nothing crazy about you. Now, well, how much stuff have people said about Knuckles?
Oh, a lot.
A lot. Right. We forgot about blackface. We forgot about all that. Eat that water, man. Eat that water. Show me you're good. Master is coming. they had a song on Instagram. They did a joke about it. About the dang, let's see if I can find that shit right quick. But
what, you eating corn or something?
No, it was some white. It's an actual real song. It's some white niggas. I said white niggas. It's some white people singing the damn song. It's a very coonish song. Let me see. They gonna find it, but nah, man, y'all gotta stop this coonery. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can find it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir!